Medicare Help Desk radio show and podcast with Justin Colvin. Figuring out which coverage is best for you can be overwhelming and confusing. The Medicare Help Desk is here to answer all your questions. And now, here's your host, Medicare specialist, Justin Colvin.
Welcome to the Medicare Help Desk radio show. This is Justin Colvin, your host, insurance broker, author, entrepreneur, and we come here every Sunday, 12:30 Eastern Time, unpacking Medicare and all of its intricacies. So thanks for tuning in today. We really appreciate all our listeners out there. Every Sunday, we try to bring out more value, more content, more information to really help guide you in this process of what we call Medicare and everything associated with it. I've covered a lot of topics on the show, Social Security, prescription drug coverage, the types of Medicare plans, different enrollment windows, when to enroll, how to enroll, and everything in between. So today is episode 23, and we're going to talk about dental, a lot about dental today. So dental is a very common thing that's asked about in my insurance agency, because once you get Medicare kind of settled, your health plan, your prescription coverage, typically the next thing they're asking about is dental, or I'm asking about it, because it's something that we use. I mean, people go to the dentist typically every 6 months, get cleanings, you know, get the x-rays, exams, occasionally fillings, extractions, other work. But that's a big benefit that is on top of people's minds. And so that's what we're going to unpack today. But the title of today is The Importance of Good Oral Health and Dental Insurance Coverage. I'm linking those together. And I have, you know, I've got people that say dental is a waste of money. We're going to talk about that as well. And I don't think it's a waste of money. I know people look at it and say, well, I pay so much money, I don't get much back out in return, and this is a waste of money. I could just pay out of pocket and you know, just not have insurance, right? And just pay my way out of pocket as I need care. And that's certainly fine. We'll talk about that further as we get into the second segment. But the stats back that, don't back that up. The stats show that if you have dental insurance, you're much more likely to go to the dentist, and you're also much more likely to have the preventative care, which uncovers bigger issues like health issues. Your teeth, your oral care is a big determinant of your overall health and wellness. You talk to any dentist, even medical providers, even doctors will tell you this. There's a huge correlation between good oral health and good overall health care. And people waste money on lots of things. Let's be real here. People waste money on lattes and drinking and smoking and cable television and lots of things. Dental is very, very inexpensive. And just the idea of having that plan, as we're going to talk about later in the show, really helps to coerce you into going and doing the things you're supposed to do and then getting the recommended treatment because you have a plan. It's just the stats just show that. But if you're just tuning in with us, again, my name's Justin Colvin. I own an insurance agency called the Medicare Help Desk, and you can reach us online at www.themedicarehelpdesk.com. That's www.themedicarehelpdesk.com. That company name I came up with because I, you know, focus on Medicare and helping seniors every day with their health insurance. That is the primary focus of my day-to-day operations, is just helping seniors with their plan choices, making enrollment decisions, reviewing prescription plans. So we do a lot of this just every single day. That's just the normal routine of my business. But obviously, a lot of things come into the picture, like dental and vision and hearing, occasionally life insurance. I do some retirement planning from time to time. So I wear many hats, but it's mostly involved with the senior marketplace. And you can find, like I said, on my website. You can also call me. My direct number, if you're local here in Tallahassee, which is where I record the show, been living here for about a little over 2 years. And my number, my direct line is 850-632-0033. Feel free to call in with any questions or text me. You can text that number as well. It's 850-632-0033. And then toll free, for anybody else out there in the country, you can call me at 1-800-414-2044. So I do business in about 40 states around the country. We are a national firm. And again, as I mentioned, we're focused exclusively really in the Medicare market. I do write some health insurance for those that are not quite of age for Medicare. But my main focus is the Medicare market. So I'm really committed to the senior population and just trying to provide value and help them each and every day. That is the goal. It's just to help seniors, right? It's our greatest generation. And we want to spend the time to help them unpack Medicare and make good quality and informed decisions for their health care. And so let's just jump right into today's topic. Again, that dental topic, the importance of good oral health. I'm going to spend most of the show today just unpacking why I think dental is important and why you should actively have a dentist. You should seek dental care and take care of the routine checkups And there's a lot of stats I'm going to go over just to kind of bang home this fact, because a lot of people think maybe it's not that important. It's not as relevant, but it really is. And there's a lot of, and this goes back to my days when I was, working with MetLife as an employer group representative. I used to sell health insurance plans on the group level, on the employer level, and dental. So, you know, they have a firm belief as well why dental is important. So we're going to talk all about that. So let's start with the first question I want to unpack, which is, does Medicare cover dental? Well, that's a yes and no question. Mostly a no, but the only time Medicare covers dental is if it's medically necessary, which is very rare, right? This would be things like surgery, emergency situations. Think of something like a car accident and you needed to have your mouth or jaw reconstructed. Other significant surgeries that are for the medical health of that individual. That's where Medicare would actually cover dental, which is extremely rare, probably less than 1%, right? So most of the routine things you think of are dental: cleanings, exams, x-rays, tooth fillings, extractions, root canals, bridges, dentures, etc. That's not covered by Medicare. Never has. Hopefully, maybe one day it will be. There's a lot of speculation and talk about maybe covering that. I know a lot of seniors have been asking about that, but it's just not happened as of date. So that is the way Medicare basically works. It doesn't really cover dental unless it's those things I've referenced earlier. So then that means you're going to either pay out of pocket, obviously. You're just going to pay those costs as they come up, or you're going to purchase a dental plan, or you can enroll into a Medicare plan, like a Medicare Advantage plan that already integrates the dental benefit. That's really the only options. Pay out of pocket, buy standalone dental, do a Medicare Advantage plan that it contains dental. That's it. So we'll kind of talk about the pros and cons of each route, right? My recommendation is just having a plan, whether you get it on a standalone basis or it's integrated into the Medicare Advantage plan. I think it's important to have it. And we're going to go over some of those reasons why. Now, the next question, do I need dental coverage? Again, I would say yes. A lot of people argue against that and say, nah, just pay out of pocket. And that's certainly fine if you're disciplined enough to go. But as I mentioned before earlier, you know, I have a background in marketing employer health and dental plans when I worked as a carrier representative. We did disability as well, short-term, long-term disability, prepaid legal, 401k benefits. So a lot of the employee benefits, right, that you think of when you're working, we marketed those plans from a big insurance company. So we had a lot of educational content on why dental was important. And it's proven over and over again throughout the years that you're more likely to have the routine checkups, to have the routine and preventative dental service visits if you have a plan. Now, I'm sure there's some folks that still go. They may not have a plan, but the stats don't bear that out. The stats say it's much more likely, and we'll go into that further in just a moment, how much more likely it is when you have a plan. It's kind of like you're paying money, right? You have this insurance premium you're paying. You are more likely to engage in that because you're like, well, I got to get my money's worth, right? I'm already paying for something. I might as well use it. Whereas if you don't, you might have all the best intentions to go visit the dentist, but if there's no insurance mechanism, there's no real like skin in the game, if you will, because you're not paying anything. You don't have an active plan. You may or may not go, okay? Some are better at this than others, but this is just what the stats bear out. And when you go, obviously, the fact that you have a dentist looking at your mouth, evaluating, they do cancer screenings, they can check for chronic decay. Decay is a big influence on heart disease and diabetes because your mouth is toxic. You have a lot of inflammation in the mouth. Same thing will exist in the body typically. So I'm going to go over next some stats, all right? And we're still, like I mentioned, our first segment talking about just the importance of good oral care, right? Good dental care. And then when I get into the second segment later on, I'm going to go over like just dental insurance in general, some of the plans, how they work, what they cost, what they cover, all those kind of things. So just make sure you stay tuned for that second segment. So here's some stats I wanted to cover. And these came courtesy of the ADA, which is the American Dental Association, right? And this group is very instrumental in just putting out a lot of information, a lot of educational content on the, you know, being an advocate for good dental care. So one of the things, and I'm just quoting some of those things off their website, the mouth can be an important early warning detection for more than 120 diseases and conditions. 120 diseases. That's incredible. So there's a lot going on in the mouth, right? And so the dentist is kind of the first line defense, right? If they're doing these checkups, these exams, they can spot things and pinpoint things that maybe the physician's not even caught on to yet. It's like an early warning sign because the mouth is a good reflection of the overall body and the health, because it's, you know, what you consume every day, and a lot of that inflammation starts right there in the mouth. More than 90%, here's another quote, of all systemic diseases, I thought this was interesting, more than 90% of all systemic diseases are linked to oral health. So that's a lot, right? Tooth decay is the single most common chronic childhood disease. And there's many more. So we're going to pay some bills. When we come back from the break, I'm going to talk about more of these stats about dental care and why it's important to maintain a healthy mouth. And then we're going to unpack more about the insurance. Justin Colvin here with the Medicare Help Desk Radio Show. We'll be back in just a few moments. Welcome back to the Medicare Help Desk Radio Show. Justin Colvin, your host, your insurance broker, your insurance consultant, author, writer. So glad you're tuning in with us today. We're back from the first segment. Today's episode is 23, the importance of good oral health and dental insurance coverage. So in the first segment, we really talked a lot about just why it's important to maintain a healthy mouth, right? And does Medicare cover dental, which we kind of talked about that, really doesn't 99% of the time. So you need a separate plan or be prepared to pay out of pocket for that. And then why dental coverage is important. And we were kind of unpacking some of the stats. I'm going to go right back into that. But again, if you're just tuning in with us, it's Justin Colvin with the Medicare Help Desk Radio Show. I help seniors every day with their Medicare plans. And of course, a natural extension of that is prescription drug coverage. You know, dental comes up quite often, vision, hearing, sometimes life insurance, retirement planning. So there's a lot of things, a lot of hats I wear. And so every day I'm helping seniors. So if you have a question, if you have a show topic, you want me something, you have something you want me to cover, give me a call or text me. It's 850-632-0033. And then toll free, my number is 800-414-2044. That's Justin Colvin here with the Medicare Help Desk. I represent over 30 different insurance companies. I can shop the market for you. I'm very successful and save my clients premiums on any of their coverages, reducing drug costs, finding more robust dental coverage. Just go online. You can check me out. If you Google me in the Tallahassee area, I'm number one in Tallahassee for Medicare. I'm the first result. If you type anything Medicare Tallahassee related, I have 46 five-star Google reviews. I have a radio show that I do every week here on the talk radio, Real Talk. And I'm in the process of working on an ebook as well that'll help provide more information to the Medicare marketplace. So I come highly recommended. I have thousands of clients around the country. You don't pay me anything, so don't worry about that. There's no cost or charge for my services. I get paid by the insurance companies. So you just want representation. Just like if you have a good lawyer to represent you in your day of court, okay, or a good realtor to represent the sale of your property, I think you need good representation for Medicare. It's a mess. It's very confusing. It's complicated. And let the experts do it. You know, find someone that you trust. Hopefully that can be me. Again, my number 850-632-0033. And our website is www.themedicarehelpdesk.com. So we were talking about dental and the importance of good oral care. And some of these stats, I want to go back and hit some of these. The last one I mentioned right before the break was tooth decay is the single most common chronic childhood disease. I got to agree with that. Kids love sugar. I have two kids myself. And our son Luke is almost three. He's always wanting sugar. Fortunately, he still has his baby teeth, but you know, just having good dental care, taking care of your teeth, brushing, flossing properly, but a lot of it's diet, right? And what we consume, we have to kind of limit the sugar. And then I think about a lot of my senior clients that just have Medicare. How many of them have diabetes? It is an avalanche of people that are diabetic. I would say a good 25 to probably 40% of my customers have diabetes. And you got to remember, a lot of it is related to tooth decay because that's the first signal, right? If you're consuming a lot of sugar, sugar is inflammatory. It's going to put inflammation in your mouth. Eventually, that's going to spread to your veins. They have, you know, artery blockage or restriction of blood flow. That's why they're on blood pressure medications, right? That's why their sugar levels are elevated, glucose levels are elevated. That's why they're pre-diabetic or taking diabetes. So a lot of this is just indicated by the mouth. Again, hence another reason to have good oral care and to take care of our teeth. I thought this was also another interesting stat. An untreated cavity can cost you more than $2,000, probably just from the decay and then the more expensive procedures that's now required to maybe salvage that tooth, right? Maybe a root canal, a crown, something like that. This was interesting as well. Another quote, tooth decay is also a leading sign for those that are soon to be diabetic, right? And I just talked about that. So that is a big one. Also, heart disease is another indicator. When you have a poor mouth, poor dental health, it's also a harbinger for heart disease. I noticed it was diabetes and heart disease, and those are two of the largest chronic diseases in our country, is diabetes and heart disease. Tons of deaths, tons of lost hours of productivity, and tons of medical expenditures in those two conditions, right? And many of it starts right in the mouth. So hopefully I'm making my point clear on the dental and how important it is. And so just some stats I wanted to go into why I think having a plan, having insurance is helpful. And these were taken from the Delta Dental website. So Delta Dental is a big dental insurance company. And many of these same stats you can get from MetLife or, you know, Guardian or United Healthcare, Humana, Aetna. They all talk about it because it's the same information. And it's also covered on the American Dental Association's website. But families with dental insurance are almost twice as likely to get preventative care as those without it. And that's something I was talking about earlier in the first segment. It's very, very true. So it's not necessarily the money you're spending and trying to get, you know, the benefits paid out to you that are greater than what you're paying in. You shouldn't look at it that way. It's just the fact that you have it, you're more likely to go. And you're more likely to go, the preventative checkups occur, you have the screenings, it prevents larger oral problems and larger overall health problems from occurring, which is a lot of lost productivity and a lot of expenditures. And it's your health, right? That's the idea. It says here, in fact, for every dollar spent on preventative services, it's estimated about 50 or more dollars is saved on larger, more expensive procedures. So think about that. That's a 50x return. If you just think about just returns, I mean, for every dollar spent on preventative, cleanings, exams, x-rays, checkups, could it save you $50 or more? That's the correlation. That's massive, right? So it's like that quote, an ounce of prevention, I think, a pound of cure. I don't think I'm quoting that right, but an ounce of prevention, I think, I can't remember the exact quote. I'm going to have to look that up, or my producer can't. but I think you know what I'm saying here with this. A few other items I want to cover. People that develop more complicated oral problems are more likely to skip the needed treatments due to cost if they don't have dental insurance. That we know. I mean, think about it. If you need to get a couple of root canals and it's $2,000 and you're on a fixed income, you don't have the money, or if that's going to put a dent in your budget that month where you can't pay for other expenses, you're not going to do it, right? That's what's going to happen. Or you're going to put it off. You're going to delay it until you can do that. Here's another thing it covered as well. Mostly untreated, often preventable oral diseases result in more than 2.1 million emergency room visits nationwide. That was kind of startling to me because I didn't think that over a couple million ER visits could be due to dental, but apparently they are. I mean, because I've had clients that have had just excruciating, you know, dental pain. And a lot of this is due to just some of these things we're unpacking right now. So during a preventative checkup, your provider can detect a lot of these problems early, which helps you avoid more costly and complex procedures like root canals, crowns, bridges, dentures, etc. You don't want to get to that point. I have some customers that have full dentures. Some are actually very young. So you have to think, you know, there's a lot of inflammation, a lot of untreated conditions that just never got addressed. And unfortunately, now they have false teeth, both on the front and top of their mouth. So you don't want to put yourself in that position. That's, again, just a lot of the points we're talking about that make it ever so clear to have dental. Now, how would you go about doing this? Would you want to pay out of pocket? Certainly you can, but I think having a dental insurance plan makes a lot more sense. The premiums are very modest. Most people can spend anywhere from $30, sometimes even as little as $25 to about $50 a month per person per month, and that will cover a dental plan. And some of these benefits are pretty exhaustive. I've got a lot of the insurance companies that will offer dental, vision, and hearing, okay, all combined in one integrated plan. And the reason they do that, again, the focus of the show is Medicare, right? So they know as you age, vision is typically an issue. People are wearing glasses or contacts. Usually your hearing is fine, but eventually will start to succumb just to old age. It just kind of gets worn down and your loss of hearing occurs, so hearing aids. So these are three benefits, unfortunately, Medicare doesn't cover. And so that's the idea, is that to have a plan, it kind of helps bridge that gap and covers all those three items. So these are plans I can certainly help you with. You can always give me a call. I can review this with you. And a lot of it comes down to personal responsibility. You know, each person has to decide if this makes sense for them. If you're very disciplined and you feel like you can do all these items and you can get the necessary dental treatment, then that's fantastic. But again, each individual has to kind of make a gut check and say, does this make sense for me to have a plan or not? And if you're very disciplined about doing the care and having the visits and getting the procedures accomplished, you know, if they're well needed to maintain your good health, then so be it. But it just, like I said in the first segment, the stats bear out that you're much more likely to do the recommended items if indeed you have a plan. So that's where I'm going to say is I think you should have the plan. I mean, we have insurance products all the time. Think about it, auto, home, you know, disability, both short-term and long-term disability, umbrella, prepaid legal. There's so many different insurance products out there that we all purchase and maintain. You don't use those that much, right? I mean, you don't have more money paid out to you in the frame of benefits versus what you pay out in premiums. So I wouldn't look at it the same way with dental, but many people do. They're like, well, I'm spending $40 a month or for $1,500 a benefit. That doesn't make any sense to me. I'm wasting my money. But the idea is that you're going to go to the dentist, you're going to be proactive and have the things done that need to be done to take good care of yourself. So I hope that brings some value to you. I hope that makes sense. And if you have further questions, like I said, always give me a call. It's Justin Colvin here with the Medicare Help Desk Radio Show. Our number, 850-632-0033. We will see you again next week. Thanks for tuning in and have a great week.